Good evening, everybody. Dr. G here. We'd like to thank you for tuning in to Spirit Tales and Magic. There is indeed a world unseen, a world that lives all around us, all the time. And every now and again, for whatever reason, we catch a glimpse of it. And the dead get in. We're doing a countdown of the top 10 paranormal events witnessed by police. We currently are broadcasting from the Pacific Northwest. When most of us think of rain, we think of, you know, normal falling straight down from the skies, droplets of rain. You could open an umbrella and stay dry or put on your rain hat. It's cold and unearthly foggy here and dark, and the rain is a mist. Very similar to if you've seen in the cities a mister hooked up to a fire hydrant. That's how the rain is. It runs up and down, side to side. The winds blow it all over the place, and we have a lot of people who just drift around on the street here, who cover themselves up as best they can. So what you have is, looks almost like a scene from Thriller if Thriller were shot in the fog and the rain. Just wanted to mention that. It doesn't really have anything to do with a countdown, but it is absolutely spooky here. And the noises around what we're calling the studio are also amazing. You may have heard some of those last night. So number six is the Silbury Hill beings, and it's pretty short. It deals with crop circles. Now, everyone has their opinion about crop circles. Are they maps from beings far more advanced than ourselves? Do they come from the earth, from Mother Nature, worried about her own impending doom? Are they some sort of secret weapons test? Or the list goes on and on. And I don't know what part of what camp you're in with those. There have been people who hoax them. They make them. Later on, they got caught and was all over the press. All the crop circles in the world are fraudulent. But long before you and I were alive, there have been crop circles. There's always going to be, especially when you talk about the paranormal, someone who has to slide in there and make some kind of a hoax. Because one of the things that we all do as humans, if we can't understand something and someone's going to offer us a solution, no matter how bogus or not bogus it may be, we're thankful for it. That's the realm that those folks live in. An unnamed off-duty police sergeant was driving along a road near Silbury Hill. I believe this occurred in 2009. He saw what looked like three forensic officers dressed in some white coveralls and standing in a field, staring at something on the ground. He thought he'd stop to investigate and see what was going on, and he noticed that all three of the figures that he called officers, they were over 2 meters tall, about 6 feet. They all had blonde hair. And while approaching them, he also heard what sounded like some sort of static electricity reverberating throughout the field. When the officers noticed him, he said they took off. They took off on their heels and sprinted out of sight faster than any human that I've ever seen before. That was according to the sergeant. The three beings were inspecting a crop circle that had appeared in the field just a couple of days earlier. After experiencing some further paranormal activity, the sergeant thought that maybe he should contact a UFO expert. which led to the crop circle researchers Andrew Russell and I believe Colin Andrews investigating the incident on the behalf of the officer. When the Wiltshire Police Station was asked about it, they returned and said, "We have no comment. The sighting is a personal matter, because at the time of the sighting, the officer was off duty." Russell and Andrews, however, believe to this day that the policeman truly saw something that was out of this world. For many practical purposes, things that are out of this world is where we live. What's your story? What's the out of the world thing that you saw or have been told about? We'd love to hear about it. We're going to do another story tomorrow evening, and we have a lot of stuff coming up. I do apologize that that one was a little bit short, but some were more lengthy than others. We'd love to hear about your paranormal experiences. Check out the website. And again, we thank you for being here. Until tomorrow, we'll see you inside your mind.